USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are starting to decrease, and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Coronavirus Task Force says that's good news.
Although this was a bad week, we're starting to see a plateauing and a turning around of the curve in New York. If that steeply goes down the way we predict it will, once you get over that hump, then that's really good news from the standpoint of being able to take a look now at New York and how we could start maybe getting back to some form of normality.
Dr. Fauci on Fox. President Trump says he plans to announce what he called an Opening Our Country Council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors that will determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New York City is now being forced to have mass public burials. USA's John Hunt reports.
A new drone video shows a giant trench being dug at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island to help handle an influx of unclaimed bodies due to the coronavirus. As the death toll mounts in New York, the city's public cemetery has started receiving about the same amount of bodies per day that it used to bury there each week. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral or who go unclaimed by relatives. But recently, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with about 24 burials each day, according to the Department of Corrections. The medical examiner's office will only keep bodies for 14 days before they are sent to be buried at the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island in the Bronx. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic expected to peak over the weekend, most of the country will be firmly under stay-at-home orders on Easter Sunday. In Kansas, Republican lawmakers voted to reverse Governor Laura Kelly's restrictions on religious gatherings to allow people to go to church on Easter. Kelly, who is seeking a court challenge to the Legislative Coordinating Council's vote, called it shockingly irresponsible. She said, "There are real-life consequences to the partisan games Republicans are playing." In Italy, the Vatican plans to televise a number of Catholic services, including Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. In addition to it being aired on TV and the radio, the Vatican plans to stream all of its Easter week events on YouTube. Meanwhile, evangelist Franklin Graham plans to deliver an Easter message from the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital in New York City's Central Park. Many Jewish families observe Passover with immediate family on video services like Zoom. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer had a special assurances for the children.
I wanted to let you know that I spoke with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy to let them know that they are essential workers and they can keep doing their jobs even though the rest of us are staying home. They're following all of the procedures we gave them to make sure they can stay safe and healthy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.